Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Here we are, another podcast, Herbie. It's a little different though today, isn't it?
Yes, I'm back home self-isolating. This isn't because I'm sick or anything. We've been instructed to separate for the meantime, so that's what we're going to do. I'm doing the show from home, you're in the studio, and we still had a lot of fun though, let's say that.
Yeah, we had Seb from Married at First Sight, he joined us. Plus, we did Riddle Time, it was back, and also I had a conspiracy theory to do with coronavirus.
We also called our parents and let them know who would be our plus one to our wedding, seeing we can only take one now with the new rules in place. And I also put it out there that I believe I've come across something that could help millions during this crisis.
Oh, it's a massive call, but you'll hear it all in today's Catch Up. Enjoy it, and thanks for downloading.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Herbie, it's a little bit different, Josiah and Herbie, this morning.
It is indeed. I'm not in the studio with you. I am actually broadcasting from home.
How's that feel? Are you making a coffee, baked beans? What are you doing there?
Well, I've rolled out of bed. I've got my tracksuit pants, UGG boots, hoodie. I'm quite comfortable. But the reason we've actually done this is because I don't have COVID-19 or the symptoms. But it's more how the government has been asking people to take precautions. Our company thought it would be best to separate us for a bit in the off chance that one does get sick. We have a backup.
Yeah, which is going to be funny because you and I hang out on the weekends anyway. But we do what the company tells us. Every announcer around the Hit Network, they have been separated. So one will be in the studio, one will be doing the show from home. That's just the new life that we're going to have to get used to, I guess.
It feels a little bit strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, not I think... Well, you can't fart in the studio anymore. Your poor roommates are going to have to smell you in the morning.
I know. I am worried about my roommates a little bit because I'm with them and I'm broadcasting live, so I hope I don't wake them up.
Well, what time do they normally wake up in the morning? Do you know? Because you're always at work.
No, I do know one's up early. I think one's closer to 20 to 7.
Yep.
So, okay. And then the other one's after 7. So, may not be her biggest fan.
Well, right now you sound like you're whispering a little bit. So it's like you're either going to have to forget about them and be normal Herbs, or do we play the respect card and everyone just gets it?
Should we play the respect card today?
And then
I've done it one day, and then I'll just go, look, I was nice yesterday.
Ease your way into your roommates, especially because you've only been living there for a few weeks as well. They're going to hate you very quick.
I'm going to be the favourite housemate.
Well, now you're not at work, you can actually do things like make breakfast. Maybe that's a way you can ease your roommates into you doing the show from home. You have brekkie.
Do a big cook up.
Yeah, I'll have brekkie waiting for them in bed, all that sort of stuff.
Gee, I'm not dating them. Look, I think a bit of a message to come out of this, though, is if we can self-isolate, if we can separate, if you can out there too, it's best to do so, because we know that everyone's getting told to stay indoors unless you have to go out. And I think at times it's hard to actually believe that and follow that, but we really need to in this crisis.
Especially when, yes, we have a couple of cases locally, but when you see the majority of it is either overseas or in Sydney and in Melbourne, it really, I know it is on our doorstep, but it can feel like we're that far away. We don't really have to do that. It's not about us. It's about those that are vulnerable, like the elderly, people like that. If you don't do it, you can affect many, many people. So stop being selfish and isolate.
And more so our local hospitals. We want them to keep running. At the moment, they're doing that. They are running fine. But we know that this outbreak, it is going to get worse. And so we're trying to reduce how many people are actually in the hospitals so we can keep the hospital running sort of as per usual.
Mm-hmm. So like a lot of companies out there, we're lucky enough, obviously, to still be in work ourselves. But we have had to make a few changes, which you will hear over the next, coming months. But this is going to have to be the new norm. Josiah and Herbie broadcasting from home from now on in self-isolation. So thank you, Goulburn Valley, for bearing with us. I feel like
they haven't yet.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
We all know yesterday there was huge news that hit the country when it comes to further restrictions put in place. And we know some of the biggest ones was the funerals. You can have maximum 10 people. PT sessions, maximum 10 people. But weddings, you can only have max 5 people. And that's including the bride, the groom and the celebrant.
Plus 2 witnesses at the most.
Yeah, well, that's it. You can only have 2 extras. So you and I thought it would be a bit of fun this morning because we know it is quite tough, especially for those people who had their weddings planned. We had a listener on the show yesterday who's getting married next week and had a 500-people wedding down to 5 people.
Amazing.
But his spirits is through the roof. He's gone, do you know what? We love each other. We're still going to do this because this is what we have to do during this difficult time. And you, it made us think, if you were an I in this position, how would you pick?
I don't know who I would pick. That's the thing, because if you're being fair, the bride and groom, and you can only take one person, which is tough because some people have parents, you've got grandparents, you've got siblings, you've got your best mates. Like, who do you take?
It's one plus one. I know when I had my 21st and I had to pick the speeches, people who were going to do the speeches, that caused drama. And that was only a 21st.
I always think about, obviously I'm, you know, a single bloke, so this is a lot, probably a fair way off at the moment. But I always think, I can't even pick out of my mates who I'd have as my groomsmen. That's a tough enough decision, let alone one person just to come to your wedding at this time.
Including every single person you know, and you've got to pick that one. It's so much pressure. I don't know if I could be in that position right now, but we thought we'd pretend to put ourselves in those position that we're going to get married and you and I have a plus one each and we have to call the person who's coming to the wedding. I reckon it'd even nearly be more fun if we called the person who we're not going to invite to the wedding.
Well, it depends. Like, you know, if I didn't take my parents or if I could only take mum and not dad, the other would be devastated. Oh, if I took neither, they'd be upset. My grandma would be upset because she didn't miss out. I don't know who I'd take.
I couldn't tell you right now who I would take as my plus one. And do you reckon, I reckon it would depend on the day as well, what mood you're in, who's been nice to you of late.
Dad's annoying me, I'll take mum.
You could use bribes at the moment. I want a new car, who's going to give it to me?
I might just say, Herbs, why don't you just bring two bridesmaids? I can't deal with my family at the moment.
Oh, you would do that too.
Well, up next, why don't we, let's go to some ads and a song, and why don't we call my parents?
Let's put it to the test.
We'll break the news to them.
You're not taking them.
I might not. Nah, I'm thinking I'll ditch both of them and maybe Chad, my best mate, he's famous on this show. Why don't I take Chad instead of mum and dad?
Mate, it's going to be your funeral.
An Albanian.
So that they can attend at
Albanian
least because there's
dad,
two people.
He'll be very upset. All right, let's do it next and then we'll call your parents as well, Herbs. Have a very good think about who you would take as your plus one.
You thought you'd call your parents right now.
Let's give them the bad news. We'll give them a call. Hopefully they answer. They're just before they start work.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Dad. How are you this morning?
Good, good, good. How are you, mate?
Good. I'm with Herbie. Say hello.
Hi, Herbs. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good. You're isolated.
Yeah, I'm away from your son, which is probably a good thing, to be honest.
it's not at all.
Dad, are you near mum? Because I need to tell you both something this morning. Can you get mum as well?
Oh, what? Are you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Nothing. Hey. Is it?
Yeah, no, it's an important one. Scott Morrison with the new rules around weddings, you're only allowed five people. So one's a celebrant, one's my wife. I haven't told you I'm getting married, by the way. I don't know who to.
Is it Morgan?
It's not Morgan.
I knew it. You were living together and you were pretending you were a roommate.
That is my roommate.
It's Herbie.
No, it's not Herbie either.
Oh, God, no.
Well, let's just...
Is it? Is it one of those really nice Albanian girls?
Well, I wish. If there is any out there, get in contact with me. But, Dad...
Mum's here. Here she is.
Mum, let's just say Herbie and I are getting married. I'm only allowed to bring one person to the wedding, though.
Well, we both can't come because we're in New South Wales.
Is it soon or is it later?
It's during the lockdown. I can only invite one person, so I was just calling to let you both know that I've decided to take Chad.
Chad Chudinski? What do you think?
Chad can't go. He's in New South Wales.
Hey, all I can say to you is two things. Who gave birth to you and who's paying for your wedding? Not Chad, probably.
Well, if it was my choice, I'd pick one of you guys.
Yeah. You're not married or anything, are you, Herbs?
No. Definitely not. Yeah. Not marrying your son, that's for sure.
Oh, okay. No worries. All right. We can pay. Okay,
a lot of money. Well, thanks for understanding, Mum and Dad. I'll see you when I'm married.
See you later. Enjoy.
Bye.
They weren't too bad there, Herbs. They understood.
Kind of nice there. I'm going to call Mum next, Trish. Mama Trish, and let her know if she is or if she's not coming to the wedding.
Oh, let's see how she reacts. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, Mum. Are you free? You got some time?
What are you doing?
I just got to tell you some news. Josiah's with me, actually.
Hey, Mum.
Oh, hi, Josiah. Mum now.
Well, soon to be, actually. Josiah and I, we've decided, not officially, but we're thinking about it, to get married.
I beg your pardon?
What? Well, no.
Kind of.
You're kidding me?
Kind of. No, 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 we're kind
what
of.
The hell?
So
you don't even know each other.
Mum, just wait. Mum, just wait. So we're not actually getting married, but we thought if we were to get married during this crisis that's going on at the moment, they're only allowed 5 people, so the bride, the groom, and the celebrant, and then we're only allowed a plus one each. So,
yeah.
So I've actually called you to let you know who my plus one's going to be.
Oh, okay. Who's that?
Not you.
Oh.
What? Oh. I gave birth to you.
Yeah, that was years ago, though.
Oh.
I've actually...
3 months of driving you when you sprung me. Oh, yeah. My God, you are amazing.
I've chosen Dad.
Oh, as if I'm surprised at that one. You two, dynamic duo.
The difference
I
is...
I think it's fast.
You gave birth, but Dad took her to footy. Sorry, Mum, you're out.
Right. Oh, well, that's okay. He can pay for it, that big wedding. I suppose that's why you chose him.
He can afford a 5-person wedding, Mum. I have chosen Dad, though, because we will probably dance at one stage, and your dance moves are horrible.
Ooh, I think you're a bit jealous.
Hey, Trish, I have seen you bullfrog a champagne, though. If you promise to do that, I'll invite you as my plus one.
Oh, will you, Giselle? Was it your mum?
Nah, don't worry about them. You can be picked over them instead.
Oh, well, I think I'd like you as a son-in-law. I'm not sure about it. Yeah, okay. I'm in.
All right.
If that's
she's
my way in.
All right.
Got to be good champagne.
Yeah, he'll pay the champagne. You can bullfrog it, Mum.
All right.
See you,
Mum.
Bring
it on. All right. See
ya.
All right.
She didn't take that too bad, Herbs, at all.
Look, we do joke about it, but I know that there is probably a lot of couples across the Goulburn Valley that did have weddings planned, so they're going through this in real time and they actually have to make these decisions. So our thoughts do go out to you guys during this difficult time.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
There are many industries doing it so tough at the moment. A lot of us who still have work are very grateful for our positions, but we're thinking of everyone who has been affected by the COVID-19, especially the tourism industry, those who work for all the flight companies. They've just been affected in a huge, huge way, not just here in Australia, but all around the world.
Yeah, Virgin New Zealand, because of the lockdown, they're in stage 4 over there. They have completely shut down every single one of their New Zealand bases. And last night on Facebook, it went viral. A girl who's a flight attendant, her name's Cassie Appleton. She said that she's received the information that they no longer have jobs. She wrote on Facebook that she's achieved so much in this role, from travelling to buying a new car, fixing her teeth, to becoming debt-free. She donated 4,000 bras to Fijian women when she travels to and from New Zealand and Fiji all the time. And she says she's very, very counting her lucky stars. And she is hurt by obviously losing her job, but she's counting her lucky stars at the same time. Now, I want to play you the audio, Herbs, of her final ever goodbye on the plane. And this just shows the raw emotional impact on how this horrible disease is affecting many people in different ways.
I'd like to just say that there's every chance possible this could be our last operating flight, and most certainly is the last for the foreseeable future. As crew, we've called the skies our home for so long, it's a little surreal knowing we've come back down to Earth this one last time. On behalf of the entire Virgin Australia team, we wish you all the best during these testing times. Please take care of yourselves, your neighbours, and stay safe. Now to my crew, words don't come close to describing the family bond that we all share. The friendships, hardships, laughter and tears. You've all contributed to enriching my time here, and I count myself extremely lucky to have had the pleasure of working alongside you all. It's remarkable how we've all banded together during this chaos, and I'm so proud of how you continue to hold your heads high. Remember that tough times don't last, tough people do. We're all in this together. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. We truly hope to see you in the sky again soon.
Goosebumps. Oh, that breaks your heart, doesn't it? I think it really captures how so many people are feeling across the world. And we know that that's come from New Zealand, and our heart goes out to that beautiful flight attendant. But here in Australia, Virgin's been affected as well. They've let down 90% of their domestic capacity. So that's 8,000 of its 10,000 staff. So there's plenty of other people who are in the same position.
Unbelievable to think that that's just one industry as well, and that over 1 million people are unemployed at the moment. Oh.
But a beautiful message. You can see that she's still grateful for everything that she's achieved so far. And to give out that kind of message, they're the kind of people we need in this world right now.
Yeah, positive vibes. That's what we need more out there during these tough times. We'll get through it together.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
He is one of the grooms on Married at First Sight. He had me blushing off air. His name's Seb and he joins me on the phone now. Morning, mate.
Blushing off air, did I?
Yeah. Mate, talking to you and then I come on the radio and repeat myself twice. Not often I do that, mate. You've got me everywhere. You know why? Maybe because I was thinking about tickle time again.
It's tickle time! That's it. That's it. You saved it. That's the best.
Do you remember that game, mate? We're the show that played tickle time with you. We've been playing with all the participants and they've been loving it.
I love that.
Now, Seb, we love you. You're easily our favourite participant on the show. And last night, gosh, our hearts, they broke for you a little bit because you asked your beautiful wife, Lizzie, if she's falling in love with you, and she said no. How did that feel?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to understand, it was difficult. It was a very emotional night, but you've got to understand it's a very, very short process. And, you know, trust with men for Lizzie, you know, that's a process. And yeah, I think where we have achieved things at that stage is quite high. So we've done quite well at that stage. So it was okay. But yeah. Obviously, it was hard.
You get it because you don't want to say I love you after 2 weeks. You're not Stacey and Michael. You know, you guys are a little bit more normal, let's be honest. But I think it was more of a delivery. It just, yeah, unless it was edited that way, it just felt pretty blunt the way she said it. It's like, come on, Lizzie, deliver it a bit nicer.
It's like that scene off the Simpsons where Lisa Simpson grabs someone's heart. Or, yeah, you won't be needing this. Dun, 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 rips it out of his chest.
You should have. You know what would have been amazing? You know what would have been so amazing, Seb, is if when you asked her, "Are you falling in love with me?" she said, "No." You should have just done a tickle time.
Wrong answer. Tickle time.
Now, Seb, we've had Michael on the show yesterday and the show has been foreshadowing something big's coming his way. Mm-hmm. Does it come out next week that he did cheat on Stacey before the whole vows happen again?
There might be a little more information on that. And there's something else, which is far.
Double hammer.
That, but whether it's true or not. But yeah, there's some big things happening next week. It's not necessarily positive things either.
I mean, we love drama, but we also don't. So it's like we're looking forward to it, but probably shouldn't be. It feels a bit evil to say that.
I was in pure shock.
Wow.
Anyway, that's all.
Would you say it's bigger than the controversy around the toilet? I know that was a bit before when you started, but is it bigger than that?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
wow.
I mean, you know, but all speculation at the end of the day. But yes, it is. It is massive. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey,
that is a nail biter.
Seb, another thing I want to ask you is, and sorry, I know we're a fun show. We like to talk more about tickle time, but to take things a bit more seriously, we've had Lizzie on a couple of times, and every time we try to obviously catch her off guard and ask her how in love she is and how's your relationship with Seb going, she's either very much media trained and trying to throw us off, but she keeps hinting that you're not together. That's how it feels when we speak to her. How much truth is there to that?
Well, I mean, look, we've been through a lot. And whatever happens, moving forward, we've said that we're always going to be friends.
Mm. Oh.
Good answer.
Very, very good answer. Now, Seb, there's obviously a lot going on in the world, and you're a very colourful character that no doubt can handle lockdown, I'd say, better than most people. If you were to put in lockdown, what kind of activities would you suggest people should get around? Like Tickle Monster, should that be a thing?
Well, he's a personal trainer, so yeah, good question.
Well, yeah. I mean, in terms of personal training, there's lots of different sort of exercises you can do. You can get more elaborate with it. You can incorporate your cardio into some interpretive dance. That always works. get the spirit fingers going. You can play hide and seek with yourself. No. I'm not sure. I think there's many different sort of exercises you can do.
Hey, Seb, before you do go quickly, it wouldn't be an interview with you if we don't at least throw one tickle time. Can I throw one at you?
It's tickle time!
Yeah, yeah.
Prince Charles overnight got announced he's got coronavirus. You find out you get to meet the prince. However, he does have coronavirus. Do you tickle him or not?
Oh, God, it's a tough one, isn't it? Yeah. It might be worth it, but...
Give him a tickle?
Give him a little tickle.
Yeah!
Yeah.
I love you, Seb. Well, Seb, mate, we're really looking forward to seeing your journey over the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to seeing the drama as well. But with your relationship, mate, best of luck. And whether it works out or not, mate, we do wish you all the best in the future.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I have come across one of the best conspiracies I reckon I've ever seen. And you know I love a conspiracy.
This is the problem with you. You do love a conspiracy. So when you sent me this yesterday, I put it to the back burner. I thought I'll get to this later because it's just another one.
I know, but
and
this
normally
one...
you send me links to just silly stuff.
This is
so when I got to this like 6 hours later, I have to give you some credit here. My mind was blown.
So
I was
much,
gobsmacked.
So much so you showed all your roommates, made them gather around the TV to watch this one. Now, you know I believe in aliens. You know I've seen UFOs. No one believes me.
You haven't.
This one, though, takes the cake. Now, I want to talk about the coronavirus and go over to China for a second, which is obviously where coronavirus started, allegedly.
Originated.
From a bat is what they say.
Wuhan.
Wuhan province. Someone had a bat in a soup and it was transferred to someone. Strange way. It doesn't really make sense. Now, I saw something on Facebook. And so I thought I'd do it because I was a bit bored yesterday afternoon. And if you want to do it and follow these steps, go to the Hit GV Instagram page. We've posted it on our story and so you can follow these steps. It says, go onto Netflix, which we did, look up a show called My Secret Terrius, which is a Chinese drama. Go straight to episode 10 and fast forward to the 53rd minute. Now, do that today, Golden Valley. Do yourself a favour. What it is, it's a show from China based in 2018. Now, the virus started at the end of 2019.
Yes.
So this is like a year and a half this episode
supposedly
came out.
Supposedly it was out earlier.
It came out, yeah. So there you go. 2 years before this virus was even a thing. Tell everyone what happens, Herbs.
Well, it's hard to say because I don't speak Chinese. I did learn Mandarin when I was in primary school, but I can only count to 10. And so I didn't understand it, but thankfully they had subtitles. And it's in the subtitles, what I was reading basically was putting forward the storyline that a coronavirus has had an outbreak and it was purposely put out into the world to sort of, I guess, kill others. And there is no cure at the moment.
Yeah, so this drama was about a man-made virus that was made by one of the Chinese government. It was leaked into it. It started with a school or something and they were encouraging people to spread it. It was called coronavirus in this show. You can't make, you cannot make this up.
The only problem I have with this is, again, you and I don't speak Chinese, so we are relying on the subtitles.
But who can, and this is what my roommate Morgan said, who can hack into Netflix and change the subtitles? Not to mention, you're acting out the scenes. You can see it without the subtitles. You know what they're saying. The fact that this disease, right, the disease is called...
Hand movements is everything.
How was it called coronavirus 2.5 years ago before this thing even came out and it was spread and they altered this virus so it couldn't be... hard to vaccinate to you know find a cure against and easily spread. Like everything in this documentary is what happened.
Well, it's not a documentary. Let's get that clear that up.
Point.
It's definitely not a documentary.
All I'm saying.
I don't know. The 30 seconds I saw, it does indicate that it did predict something. But then I continued and watched another 2 minutes, and it doesn't really show that in the end.
Coronavirus was man-made out of China. Someone's come up with this thing. I believe the conspiracy. If you want to check it out right now, Hit GV on Instagram. It's up on our story. Go do yourself a favour and watch it right now.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I could save millions. I really could.
Be careful how you say that because we are looking for a cure at the moment for this awful disease. So let's hope this is good.
Yeah, look, I don't have a vaccine. I can't help in that situation, but I can help with people who maybe similar to me are in isolation. So we know when this all broke out, people started to hoard a lot of items that you can get at the supermarket. So, for example, toilet paper. That was the first thing that people went bonkers for. And you and I went to go check out the toilet paper scandal that was going on at the supermarket. And then next thing we know, we walk down our other aisles, pasta's gone.
Well,
all the condiments are gone.
On that, I saw an article yesterday, and sorry to use this word to mum and dad that are listening, but this made me laugh. All the pasta was gone. They're the only one left, I didn't know this was a thing, is penis pasta, like in the shape of little willies. And so everyone's, there was one, this one supermarket was out of every type of pasta. So poor families are having to buy that to feed to their poor kids. Oh God, that gave me a chuckle yesterday.
It all tastes the same, doesn't it? So, things that have been running off the shelf are the staples, and we want to push it out to you guys. Stop hoarding. That's the main message out of this.
Yeah.
Stop hoarding, because it is actually just ridiculous. Yesterday we played audio of a four-year-old from England who was shocked by the hoarding. So it's affecting everyone around the world and everyone of all ages. But I have come up with a little idea that I think could work, but I've got to put it to the test until I can actually say that this will save
millions.
Here we go.
A little scientist Herbie coming out, is she?
So, I've got a thing of milk. I've got 2 litres of milk. It's fully closed. I bought it from the shops.
No, I'll clarify this one. You stole it from the fridge here at work.
Yes. Yes, I did, because I couldn't get to the shops because I'm in isolation. And you shouldn't go when you don't need to go for anything that's not essential.
Well done, Herbs.
Anyway, I bought the thing of milk, and I was thinking, I don't know my housemates don't drink full cream milk, so I'm probably not going to go through two litres of milk straight away. So I thought, could I freeze it?
Good question.
Yeah, never thought of that, have you? So I put a bit of research in, and supposedly you can freeze milk. It's got to be vacuum sealed, airtight at the top. You can freeze it. And then when defrosting it, this is the issue, because over time it can last up to 6 months frozen.
Wow.
So it's all about when you unfreeze it. So the defrosting of it, you need to put it in a fridge so it's not defrosting in room temperature, because that's when bacteria.
Right.
So can expose.
Is this how they make long-lasting milk? You know, that stuff that you see in the supermarket that you can buy? I'm not into that. It freaks me out a bit.
I'm doing one experiment. I don't know about everything in the world.
We'll do that next week.
But what I'm going to do for the Goulburn Valley is I will freeze this 2 litre milk and then give it a day, 2 days. I'll make a smoothie out of it. And if it works, boom, saved millions.
Hang on. How do we know that it doesn't work? If you vomit? Is that the test?
If I'm not on air the next day.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Home Care over in the UK has launched a campaign that I think here in Australia we can definitely get around. Now, it's called Adopt a Grandparent, and it was actually launched last year. So this is before any virus outbreak or anything. They launched this campaign last year where you could actually be in contact with the elderly, and they did it for those who are, they're above the age of 70, most people in this house, and they've done it because they realise that a lot of people, when they get older, they do lose loved ones. A lot of kids lose their grandparents, and so they thought, how can we put them together to bridge the loneliness gap? And so they decided to launch the Adopt a Grandparent campaign. But now with everything going on, we know that the elderly are getting even more lonely because they are distant from their families. There's so many videos have gone viral on the internet of young couples announcing that they're engaged to their grandparents, but there's a glass window between them because you just don't want to risk trying to infect anyone.
Cool. So obviously, is there a way of doing it without catching up with them? Is it through FaceTime? Is it through that glass window? What are they saying?
See, that they're geniuses. So they said that their Adopt a Grandparent campaign was already very successful, so they didn't want to end it. But then they also saw that there was a gap in the market, that now they could help other aged care homes. So they've taken it viral. So you can go online, and then you're keeping to the social distancing rules, but you're still getting to meet with your adopt-a-grandparent or adopt-a-grandchild every week. So they connect over the internet, they catch up on a weekly basis, and they just see how everyone's going, what's going on in everyone's neighbourhood.
I love this idea, not just because obviously the elderly are going to get more and more lonely during this time, Herbs, but also because we're going to get a bit lonely, and that's why I hate the term self-isolation so much.
Yes.
It should be more like physical isolation in terms we're not allowed to be in the presence of people. Self-isolation comes with negative turns, and it does make a lot of people I've been speaking to lonely, including myself already. You're starting to feel the effect. So if you can make you, not only yourself not feel it, but also make an elderly person's day, brilliant idea. How do we get involved?
So, well, this is in the UK.
Oh, well,
We need to launch it here in Australia, which we can do, definitely. But I think it is great. It provides mental stimulation and remote companionship. So I think we should get around it here in Australia, and I reckon it will be rolled out through aged care facilities throughout Australia.
Oh, I'm sure they're working on it as we speak.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
The game that everybody loves on a Thursday. That you were terrible at, though. You were so bad at this game.
I suck at riddles.
Now,
suck.
What we're going to do here is throw out a few. The first one I just did was, Guy's mum has four sons, north, south, and east. What was the name of her fourth son? Do you know the answer before we do go to Mitch and Shepparton?
No, I have no clue.
Come on, north, south, and east. What's the name of the four sons?
North,
an obvious one.
South, east. Well, I think everyone would go with west.
Yeah, you're not great at this game, are you?
No.
That is incorrect. Let's go to Mitch and Shep. Morning, mate.
Morning. How you going, mate?
Good, bro. You know the answer to that riddle?
Oh, I hope I do. I think it's Guy.
Bang! Herbie, Guy's mum has four sons, north, south, east. What's the fourth name? It's Guy. Yeah, she's not switched on this morning. She's at home.
Can I be honest? It's not that I'm not switched on. It's just not good at riddles. That's it. I'm just not good at them. Mitch, that's why we give it to the listeners.
All right, Mitch, let's see if you get the next one right. Ready?
Go.
A plane crashes on the border of the US and Canada. Whereabouts do we bury the survivors?
In the ground?
Whereabouts? A plane crashes on the border of the US and Canada. Whereabouts do they bury the survivors? Tough one. Which side do they do it?
Can you say that again?
A plane crashes on the border of the US and Canada. Whereabouts will they bury the survivors? Herbie, have you got any idea at all?
No, I have no idea. I thought in the ground was a great answer.
it's a logical answer.
I thought Mitch was really on.
No, the survivors, they don't get buried.
Bang!
Oh. I mean, didn't think about that.
I had to say it three times before you got it, Mitch.
Yeah.
We still have one more to go. We do have Chrissy from Cobram on line two and Alison from Kyler on line three ready to go if you don't get this one right. A man was driving a black truck. His lights were not on. The moon was not out. A lady was crossing the street in front of him. How did the man see her, though?
What? Say that again.
Didn't like your reaction there. He was driving a black truck. His lights were not on. The moon was not out either. So it's pitch black. I'll say that one more time. The man was driving a black truck. His lights were not on. Moon was not out. A lady was crossing the street. How did the man not see her?
Lady was crossing the street.
Anything, Mitch?
That got me stumped.
All right, Mitch. Thanks for playing. We're going to have to move on to Chrissy in Cobram. Chrissy, you got any idea at all?
Yeah, it was daylight.
Yeah, she's bang on the money.
Oh, jeez.
I kind of stuffed it up that first time when I read it, so I had to reread it. But Chrissy, well done. You're our winner this morning.
Thank you.
Poor Mitch. You set him up to fail.
I know. We like Mitch. He was a great talker, but unfortunately didn't get the third one right. Chrissy, well done.
Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.